back, everyone, to another episode of the Evidence-Based Hair Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeff Donovan. I'm a dermatologist and hair loss specialist, and I direct the Evidence-Based Hair Training Program. We currently have 126 incredible hair loss specialists from 34 different countries training with us. And the podcast you're listening to right now is the official podcast of the Donovan Hair Academy. In this podcast, I review studies that are changing how we think about hair loss. I'll introduce them to you, help you make sense of them, and give you my thoughts on how a given study just might change how we diagnose or treat hair loss. And wherever you are in the world right now, please know that you're welcome. This podcast is for educational purposes and shouldn't be considered a substitute for medical advice. On this week's podcast, we're talking about minoxidil side effects, two fascinating studies that I look forward to reviewing with you. One study titled Oral Minoxidil and the Exacerbation of Alcohol Hangover Symptoms in the International Journal of Dermatology, published in April 2024. And this is where I'd like to start. Al Hanshali is the first author of this very interesting study. And the purpose of this study is to report this new association between oral minoxidil use and alcohol hangover symptoms, a concept that has not yet been reported in our literature. I call this the Omaha effect, the oral minoxidil alcohol hangover association. And the Omaha effect is something that I had never heard about before in all my patients using oral minoxidil. So I'm rather intrigued with this group's report of 10 patients with the Omaha effect. We all know that oral minoxidil is increasingly used. This entire month of May is dedicated to minoxidil, its use, and its side effects. And these authors from New York report 10 patients who used oral minoxidil and developed alcohol hangover symptoms with alcohol use. Symptoms included nausea, headaches, and light sensitivity. The authors start out by telling us that when you look online at various drug interaction checkers, that alcohol and minoxidil do have an interaction, not because of the alcohol hangover effect, but because they both can lower blood pressure. And when I checked out my trusty drugs.com, one of my favorite websites for drug interaction checkers, I could see that it does report a moderate effect of alcohol with oral minoxidil. But in this paper, Hanshali report this possibility that oral minoxidil causes this prolonged effect and this alcohol hangover-like effect in those that use alcohol. And they define the alcohol hangover as a combination of negative mental and physical symptoms, which can be experienced after a single episode of alcohol consumption, starting when the blood alcohol concentration reaches zero. And so the definition of a hangover is this effect when the alcohol is gone from the blood. And they remind us that symptoms of alcohol hangover can include headaches, nausea, fatigue, dry mouth, thirst. And the authors raise the possibility that oral minoxidil causes a prolonged hangover effect in alcohol users. The exact mechanisms are still not clear, but the authors state that there are some animal studies that suggest that oral minoxidil can affect how alcohol is metabolized in the gastrointestinal system, and there could be a mechanistic way that supports this hangover effect. And the authors remind us that this isn't something seen with other blood pressure drugs, especially the vasodilatory drugs like calcium channel blockers or hydralazine. There's no reports of those drugs causing alcohol hangover symptoms with themselves or with oral minoxidil. And the authors state that in their practice, the effects seen with these 10 patients have prompted them to advise patients to not use oral minoxidil on a day that they plan to use a significant amount of alcohol. And all in all, they call for further research to understand this Omaha effect, what I've called the Omaha effect for my mind, the oral minoxidil alcohol hangover association. And the authors call for further research into the Omaha effect. Now, this study caught my attention for two reasons. First, it's fascinating. I really love astute observations that escape the clinician. if the Omaha effect is real, it's certainly fascinating. In all the patients I've prescribed oral minoxidil for a long time now, I've never come across this, but mainly because I've never asked. And I'm certainly going to keep watch and ask patients. And I share this with you because I think we all should keep watch. Is this something that we see, this prolonged hangover effect with oral minoxidil? Are we seeing this Omaha effect? But I'm also surprised that this article was accepted for publication without requiring more information. The article certainly reads beautifully, and I really enjoyed reading this article. It reads like a story. But there's no quantitative information in this paper. We don't know who the patients are, what doses they took, what exact symptoms they had, the proportion they had, how long the symptoms lasted, how sick they were. And I was surprised. I read the paper multiple times and couldn't see that. And I think that's really something that really needs to be in here, especially if there's going to be practice-changing observations. And I think that this is something that perhaps the editors could have picked up on, that was a requirement for this to make its way into this journal. So we're left with feeling we need more information about the Omaha effect. How often really does it occur? It would be interesting if in 10 patients it occurred, and what is the denominator? Was this 10 patients out of 1,000? That's interesting information. How common are these side effects? How long do they last? How sick do patients get? Do patients need to go to the emergency room? Do patients need to take time off work? What is the severity of these symptoms? We just don't know. The only thing we know in this nice paper is there's 10. And everything else, we don't know. And so it left me feeling that the editors could have demanded more of this particular paper. But hopefully this information fuels more great work in the Omaha effect, and we come to understand this. I can't say from this paper that I'm changing my counseling of patients, that we need to advise them about alcohol in dramatic ways. I think it's reasonable with any vasodilatory medication to advise about, you know, the possibility of dizziness, the possibility of low blood pressure. But as far as the hangover goes, I'm not sure yet. We just don't have enough information here to really change practice. I'm certainly going to be keeping watch for it, and I think we all should, but we really need more information. So I'm going to be looking forward to more studies of this phenomenon, this prolonged hangover effect, as we go along. So I'd like to move on to another very nice study of minoxidil side effects. This, a topical minoxidil-related side effect by Al-Hayaza, published in Dermatology Reports. Titled, Topical Minoxidil Reported Hair Discoloration, Cross-Sectional Study. And so the authors were really trying to understand the association between topical minoxidil and hair discoloration. I really like this study. Patients ask me all the time about minoxidil and hair discoloration, and I'm always looking for numbers to quote, statistics to quote, and how to best guide them. And this study helps me tremendously, and I'm sure it'll help you. So authors from Saudi Arabia set out to evaluate whether topical minoxidil can affect hair graying and the discoloration of hair. They used two surveys, one given to patients and one given to dermatologists. The patient survey comprised 453 patients. 56.7% of patients were between 18 and 24, mostly female. 26% of patients felt that minoxidil caused hair graying, and 14.8% noticed hair color changes, like yellowing, orange, and light brown changes. Hair color changes were noted within the first 5 months in one-third of women, but some had a more delayed occurrence of hair discoloration. Patients using minoxidil for a longer duration were most likely to report hair discoloration and graying, and patients with a family history of graying were more likely to report hair graying. In the second survey, 57 dermatologists completed a survey. 60% of dermatologists reported that they see graying of hair after minoxidil, and 17% of dermatologists, almost one in five, who saw gray hair felt that the minoxidil was responsible for the graying of hair. Overall, these authors from Saudi Arabia proposed that topical minoxidil can cause hair graying and discoloration, especially in those with a family history. I really enjoyed this study. Every day I'm faced with questions and questions from patients about topical minoxidil. And a common question is, do you think minoxidil is causing my hair to gray? And this study suggests that it well could be. It might. And it's interesting, when I pulled up the product monograph for Rogaine, it says that, quote, some patients have experienced changes in hair color and or texture with minoxidil. What's even more interesting to me when I read the monograph is that it says that patients should stop if discoloration and graying occurs. You know, the reality is that's not practical. And what the monograph should say is, we advise patients to stop, but we need patients to be aware that they'll lose all their hair when they stop. The hair that they gained. They won't lose all their hair, but they'll lose the hair that they gained. And so the product monograph errs on the side of extreme caution without the full picture, that if we tell all of our patients to stop if they see hair graying and do what the product monograph says, then we'll have a lot of unhappy patients. Many patients start graying if they're going to gray in the first 5 months, but not everyone. Some patients take longer. And you know, if you've used minoxidil 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and you stop, you'll get shedding and you'll lose hair. And so really not a useful recommendation or helpful recommendation in the product monograph. More studies are needed to understand this phenomenon of graying of hair and scalp discoloration, hair discoloration with topical minoxidil. And will the use of oral minoxidil change this? Is oral minoxidil just as likely to gray hair as topical minoxidil? Or is there something specific about the use of topical minoxidil? Time will tell. I really like this study and I congratulate the authors, and clearly we need more work in this area. Hair loss is important. That's why we're talking about minoxidil. But hair graying is important. And the hair color industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And so people are equally concerned about the graying of hair as they are about the loss of hair. So these are important issues. So stay tuned as we learn more about these side effects from minoxidil. So thanks so much for joining me this week. We talked about two interesting minoxidil side effects. We talked about the Omaha effect, the oral minoxidil alcohol hangover association. Study from New York and 10 patients telling us that maybe some patients have this prolonged alcohol hangover effect. And this nice study from Saudi Arabia telling us that many patients develop gray hair and hair discoloration from topical minoxidil use. And at least 1 in 5 dermatologists are of the opinion that, yes, topical minoxidil is responsible for my patient's graying of hair. Next week, we're back talking about a fascinating study of topical minoxidil use for the beard. It'll be our final study in the month of May. And I look forward to you joining me for that study by Shakravi, published in Sage Open Medicine Case Reports, titled Facial Hair Enhancement with Minoxidil, an Off-Label Use. Really like this study, and I look forward to reviewing it next week on our final episode of the month of May. See you next week. Thanks for joining me today.